Low is a trio from Duluth, Minnesota, whose music was originally dubbed slowcore for its medium tempos and grinding guitar sound. But as rock critic Ken Tucker says, Low's new album, The Great Destroyer, is at once faster, more melodic, and more engaging than anything they've released so far.
See your reflection.
Slowly, steadily, much like the music they're best known for, Low has become one of the most dependably surprising, revelatory rock bands. On this, their seventh full-length album, they make intense self-consciousness, songs about writing songs, about the reaction of those songs among each other and their friends and foes, sound like a voyage of discovery, like setting forth into the sea. Early on, Low makes one of its rare attempts at an actual commercial-sounding song, this hybrid of Peter Gabriel and Talking Heads called Monkey. I wouldn't call Monkey a compromise or, heaven forbid, a sellout, but it also doesn't have the gut punch of the band's new raw sound, on display with great glory in Everybody's Song. On that tune, drummer Mimi Parker slams the drums to emphasize the lyric about how cruel it is to break hearts. She seems to be trying to break the drums to emphasize the point. Meanwhile, husband singer-guitarist Alan Sparhawk is clawing the strings and harmonizing with anguished earnestness. The band is also great at conveying a alone-in-a-crowd feeling over a full 7 minutes of the album's serene climax, Broadway, So Many People.
Last night, just north of Houston, Broadway, so many people through your third-story window, I see my favorite.
Near the very end of the album, Alan Sparhawk says, quote, "I took my guitar and threw down some chords and some words I could sing without shame." And in the song, he ends up burning his guitar after getting a chilly reception. Still, he insists, the music lingers on, in the air. It's in ethereal, poetic moments like this that Low remains one of the most dreamily imaginative of bands. Not, as their album has it, great destroyers, but great creators.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine and Fresh Air's rock critic. He reviewed Low's new album, The Great Destroyer.